The Voice of the Disabled, VOD, continues to advocate for equity and empowerment in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, with a major project nearing completion at its Sanssouci headquarters. The initiative, funded by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, comes at a time when global attention is on giving, with September 5 recently observed as the United Nations International Day of Charity. Founder and supervisor at the Sanssouci office, Cheryl Adams, says true inclusion goes beyond infrastructure. It ensures that every person, regardless of their ability, is given a fair opportunity to participate in society.
Because I always say everybody is somebody. And when we talk about inclusion, we must mean inclusion and ensure that every person is being catered for. If you have to address the blind, you can talk to them. The physically challenged, you can talk to them. When it comes to the hearing impaired, you have to sign for them. And this is why Voice of the Disabled would have already held two sign language classes, one through the French in St. Lucia, one through Leave in Canada, because it is important that we learn to communicate with our hearing impaired community. And I always believe teachers, nurses, police officers, doctors, lawyers, everybody should find a way to learn sign language.
The VOD has long relied on acts of charity and goodwill to sustain its work, providing support, services, and skill-building opportunities to people living with disabilities across the country. Adams appreciates the partnership with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, noting that the project signifies recognition for the work her organization does and for the people it serves.
We have been doing a project through the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and Friday coming here, the 12th, we'll be bringing the curtain down on this project. So we'll be having a short ceremony at VOD Center at Sanssouci. So we'll have representatives from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and members from Voice of the Disabled. And we'll also have Miss Dina Walters, because it is really true how that we were able to obtain this project through the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I am very happy, because I know my members will be extremely happy, you know, at least we can see that we are being taught about.
The project has brought several much-needed improvements to the facility, ensuring better access and services for VOD's members. But one of the standout additions is a new sewing room designed to empower members and community residents with practical skills.
So what we did under this project, we had the upgrading of VOD's kitchen, we had stove, we had refrigerator, we also had computers under this project. We had also the ramp, so the members, especially those who are wheelchair users, they can now access the backyard effectively. And our biggest project was doing a sewing room, where we are hoping to introduce sewing to our members, and we'll be offering sewing to those out there in the community with a small fee, of course. Voice of the Disabled mainly run through project and donation.
Founder of the Voice of the Disabled, Cheryl Adams. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.